Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, has unveiled his cabinet and pledged to hold elections next year. Peter O'Neill ousted the acting leader, Sam Abal, this week during a dramatic parliamentary coup, I guess you could call it. Sam Abal was personally appointed to the leadership by ailing leader Sir Michael Somare. Sir Michael Somare chose him as his temporary replacement. But in a clear sign that PNG wants to distance itself from the Somare era, when a vote came around, MPs opted instead for former Treasurer Peter O'Neill to lead the nation. Sam Abal isn't taking the rejection lying down, though. In fact, he's taking the matter to PNG's Supreme Court, as Linda Lopresti reports.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says he's not worried by the challenge to the legality of his government.
We are very confident that any challenge of any legal nature will be defended fully. Very confident that we will succeed in that defence.
But in PNG's 36 years of independence, this is the first time a Prime Minister has been turfed out of office in this way. It all happened on Tuesday afternoon when disgruntled government MPs crossed the floor to join the opposition, calling for the highest office in the land to be declared vacant because of the ongoing absence of ailing former leader Sir Michael Somare. 75-year-old Somare, who is recovering from heart surgery in a Singapore hospital, had anointed Sam Abal as his replacement. But with many MPs fed up with what they claimed was a lack of leadership from the Somare government, a parliamentary vote was cast. Peter O'Neill, the former Treasurer and Works Minister, was then nominated as the new Prime Minister, a move that was carried 70 votes to 24. Ray Annery, a political analyst with PNG's National Research Institute, says MPs had had enough of being in political limbo, with election preparations as well as a host of bills and business plans piling up.
The members of his own ruling coalition, as much as those in the opposition, felt that there was time for a change of leadership. The Grand Chief Sir Michael Somare had been out of active office for almost 3 months.
But that's not how Sam Abal views this week's events. He's filed papers in the Supreme Court challenging the legality of Mr. O'Neill's appointment, an appointment he says is illegal because there's no legal documentation to prove there was a vacancy.
All of us are still a bit puzzled as to the legality of it.
Lawrence Stevens is the chairman of Transparency International, PNG.
We understand now that's before the court, so it will be interesting to see how the courts rule on this, but it certainly didn't sound as though it was following the letter of the Constitution.
Peter O'Neill, meanwhile, has wasted no time in entrenching himself as the new leader. He's appointed an 11-member cabinet with the central figures in Tuesday's successful overthrow of the government of Sir Michael Somare rewarded with senior positions. Two returnees include former Foreign Minister Don Polye, who had supported the re-establishment of an asylum seekers assessment centre on Manus Island. Also scoring a cabinet role is former Petroleum Minister William Duma, who was responsible for the development of the $16 billion Southern Highlands gas project. Addressing his first media conference as Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill said political stability was his top priority.
We are serious about addressing many of the challenges that the country has before us. We've got many challenges, particularly in education, health, the decline of the infrastructure, the law and order issues, massive corruptions within the rank and file of the government system. This government is serious at addressing those issues.
Transparency International describes the level of corruption in PNG as nothing short of appalling. Its PNG chairman, Lawrence Stevens, says it permeates all levels of bureaucracy, and he's questioned just how much the new Prime Minister can really do.
I am conscious that he will have a lineup of 70 or 69 people who believe they need some sort of payout for supporting him, and this may limit what he can do. But there are many things that can be done. There are matters before the National Executive Council right now, even matters concerning corruption. It would be good to hear that they process these.
So is Peter O'Neill a good choice for Prime Minister? As the leader of the People's National Congress, he was viewed as capable. In his time as a minister, he held several senior portfolios, including Treasury. He's also a successful businessman and accountant. Ray Annery from PNG's National Research Institute agrees Peter O'Neill's credentials are solid.
He's a very senior cabinet minister, and he has been a senior cabinet minister in the previous government. He has experience in both the public service as well as in national politics. He has good contacts with the private sector and the business houses in Port Moresby and elsewhere in Papua New Guinea. But the country will have to wait and see whether it's able to use its credentials to good effect to be able to manage the office of Prime Minister and to provide leadership not only for the government but also for the Papua New Guinea.
But like many business people in PNG, there are various question marks around him. In 1990, one of his businesses was the subject of a corruption inquiry. No charges were laid and Mr. O'Neill denied allegations he acted illegally. Lawrence Stevens from Transparency International.
He doesn't come to the position without controversy, but he does come to it with a whole range of skills that people do acknowledge.
Mr. Stevens says if the coalition government wants to secure office next year, it has to demonstrate it can run an effective government. But he says with the same people effectively in power, PNG isn't out of its political freeze just yet.
That's Linda Lopresti reporting. It's 11 minutes to 7.